The Berlin Security Beat is an original podcast produced by the Center for National Security at the Hertie School in Berlin. Welcome back to the Berlin Security Beat for our third season. I'm your host, David Bukowski, coming to you from the Center for International Security at the Hertie School in Berlin. This season, we will be delving into all things cybersecurity, beginning the pilot episode by interviewing two Hertie School alumni who are making their mark on the field. They're here to share their entry into the cybersecurity industry and give us a day-in-the-life glimpse of their work. We will discuss what knowledge is necessary for their roles, what cybersecurity consulting looks like, what challenges they face in their day-to-day, and much, much more. I'm happy to welcome to the studio Kritika Roy, a threat researcher with the DCSO here in Berlin.
Thank you, David, for having me here.
And Finn Hagemann, a cyber risk advisory consultant at Deloitte and a current fellow at the Center for International Security.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Kritika, Finn, let's begin. So, I will do my best to alternate between you two. Welcome again to the studio. Let's start with you, Kritika. You are a threat researcher here at the DCSO in Berlin. Could you tell our audience a little bit about how you got into the field?
Yeah, sure. So obviously it's not a linear trajectory here. So I did a bachelor's in electronics and communications engineering, and I was working as a programmer analyst in an IT firm in India. And I got an opportunity to work on big data. So I think that was the turning point in a way that I got very interested in how information and communication technologies play a very important impact on geopolitics of the nations. So to understand more about these complexities, I did a master's in geopolitics and international relations to understand the theories, find my own footing. I was also working with a think tank in India, where I was able to deal with a lot of strategic technologies, military applications, how it's going to impact the nature of warfare. And obviously, cyber was also a part of it. But it was a whole gamut of technologies, right? So then I moved to Germany. I pursued another master's. And in my first semester, I attended this event by my former colleague. And she was presenting on TA-505. It's a cyber criminal nexus. And it got me very interested and intrigued. I was like, the granularity in the research, the assessment. I was like, wow, this is what I want to do. And then I started talking to people. I met people along the way. And I started a student job and then a work student, a professional year. And I think that was my like segue to the field itself. So a lot of things played a very important role and I got started there.
Wow, that's very interesting. And what about you, Finn? What was your start like and how did you get interested in cybersecurity in the first place?
Yeah, sure. So I did my undergrad in political science and communication studies. And so with communication studies, you always talk about how communication changes in like the age of the internet, etc. And I guess with that and like the interest for international relations and a bit tech savviness, there was always like a certain interest towards technology policy, etc. And then I did my Master of Public Policy at the Hertie School. And so this is where I already knew I wanted to do something with technology and political science and international relations, something like that. And that's when I started to grow towards cybersecurity. So I worked at the Stiftung Neue Verantwortung, a think tank, a tech policy think tank. And I worked at their cybersecurity department. And basically, they really got me hooked on cybersecurity. And from there, there was first cybersecurity policy, so rather on the more diplomatic, more policy-oriented level. But I slowly, with a certain tech savviness, I have to say, I started to lean more towards the more operational field of cybersecurity.
Kritika, could you please try to explain what cyber threat intelligence is to our audience, particularly the threat intelligence and research work that you do, and explain what your role entails?
Yeah, sure. So starting off from what exactly intelligence means, right? It's basically collection, collation, analysis, and filtering of information in a form where it is more useful or actionable, right? So in that sense, threat intelligence here is basically analysis of contextual and, more security risks for companies so that they can use it in a way to defend themselves. So basically to make a framework or some sort of a mechanism to provide them so that they can anticipate what threats they face or they can defend against what kind of threats, right? From state actors, from cyber criminal nexuses here, right? So think about it as like the first line of defense or like an early warning system, right? Just to prepare them to strategize. So in that sense, my work as well involves weekly threat intelligence reporting, but we also do long-term threat reporting, like the long-term threats, medium-term threats. And basically that is curated for the companies based in Germany. So obviously the first thing that we look for, what kind of threat actors target Germany? But then we also look on a broader scale towards Europe. But again, many of these companies also have their processes, their manufacturing units or production units in different parts of the world as well. So kind of tailor it accordingly. But that's the main part of our job.
And turning to you, Finn, you work in a consultancy in a variety of roles in your position at Deloitte. Could you clarify what your role demands?
Basically, as you said, like I work at Deloitte in the cybersecurity department. Specifically, I am in the cyber strategy department. So what we focus on is getting the cyber architecture and the cyber strategy of our clients right, and how to make their cybersecurity architecture, make their defenses up to compliant, and kind of prepare them for everything that is out there.
Right. And if I understand correctly, cybersecurity and cybersecurity compliance with regulations is a major part of most business companies' operations today, right?
Exactly. It's certainly a business administration task as well. I mean, a bunch of my colleagues who work with me on a daily basis, they don't have a policy background or don't have a tech background, but they have a business administration background, because that's such a huge part of getting your cybersecurity architecture right.
Most definitely. That's very interesting and speaks to the breadth that cybersecurity as an industry or field offers. Now, Kritika, I want to come back to you, and I wanted to ask if you could explain to the audience a bit more about the techniques and methodologies that you employ in your work, in your research.
As a threat intelligence researcher, like on a day-to-day basis, more or less it's the open source intelligence that we rely on. It's the Twitter feeds, the news reporting sources. So that's our primary information. But we also have an in-house technical analysis team who does tracking and hunting all the time. So it kind of enriches our own research, but also helps our customer base.
Thank you for sharing that. And that brings me to ask, what kind of knowledge is necessary to work in this field, in threat research or threat intelligence?
I won't say a particular kind of knowledge, but I would rather say interest and curiosity in the field. I think that's one of the most important starting points, right? And as a policy student myself, like for us being able to understand geopolitics of the world, why country A would be attacked by a different threat actor, kind of understanding their intent, their motivations. So I think that is one of the phenomenal things that's important, but also being apprised on what's happening around the world day to day. So that's most important.
Indeed, that's something that our listeners might find interesting. Finn, you also have an interest in threat intelligence to some degree and also open source intelligence. Is that right?
So the nice part about being at Deloitte is basically that we help clients at basically every step of the process and every part of their cybersecurity architecture. And so when I came to Deloitte, I had the opportunity to kind of like hear around what I wanted to do. And I got really interested in that field, threat intelligence, which is basically, as Kritika described, the opportunity to not only defend yourself, but also preventively look out there, who's lurking out there, who might want to harm your company. And what I do specifically in that field is basically help clients not to analyze their threat landscape, but to get their tooling, to get the resources right, so people are there who then can help analyze their threat landscape.
Thank you, Finn, for that input. And we've talked about this earlier. You've also used this knowledge to work on cryptocurrency tracking as well, right?
Exactly. So for the last year, we've been working on an innovation project where basically we wanted to see how you can both track and then attribute cryptocurrency transactions. So as most people probably know, Bitcoin or most cryptocurrencies are an open protocol. So it's not anonym, but pseudonym. That means you can have a look at the blockchain yourself. You won't see much except hashes and numbers, but you can have a look at it. And we wanted to see how we basically can track these transactions and help clients to make sense of fraudulent transactions, etc.
So it seems to me that cybersecurity is really a varied field that allows you to work in quite an interdisciplinary way.
Yeah, and it really overlaps with certain fields. So in this certain instance where we worked on cryptocurrency transactions, I worked with a colleague who's also from cybersecurity, has a cybersecurity background. We worked in the financial crime team because obviously everything happening happening in cryptocurrency is a topic of financial crime. But you need people from cybersecurity who understand cybersecurity to analyze these transactions.
Coming back to you, Kritika, you mentioned that you need a lot of curiosity in this field. So I'm wondering, in terms of the educational training requirements for these kinds of roles, what education do you need? What certification do you need to work in your field?
So with regards to continuous education, obviously you need to be top of your game. So you need to be apprised with what's happening around the world, what kind of threat actors are there, the TTPs tactics, techniques, and procedures that these groups are using or employing. So that is foremost very important. Regarding certification, I think it depends on the job profile itself. So certifications are good. It'll help you get your foot in the door, but it's not the necessity.
What is your opinion on this, Finn?
No, yeah, definitely. I thought about the question. I saw the question in advance. I thought about a question. And I thought that actually, I think this is what amazes me the most about cybersecurity. In that, like me as a social scientist, I'm definitely non-techie. So coming in there, there was, there is, and there will probably forever be so much to learn. And even if I, at one point, like have everything I think I should know, that's probably happening something new. So this is really what drew me in the past towards cybersecurity and what still amazes me every day, that you can just like learn endlessly in your field.
No, that's a great perspective. Definitely a field for those who are curious and intrinsically motivated. What else do you find rewarding about your work?
I have to say that besides the learning part, which has been always really important to me, it's that most often you talk about really concrete, non-abstract, maybe trivial stuff. So how does your employer maybe secure your email account? That's not something really abstract, right? But in the context of cybersecurity and then especially threat intelligence, it's so interesting to see because suddenly the field of like geopolitics, etc., comes so close to you because suddenly there might be, I don't know, like a Chinese APT out there lurking to gain access to your email company. And then suddenly it's really important to secure your email account. So these really trivial things suddenly have geopolitical relevance. And I think that's really interesting.
Very interesting. Thank you, Finn. And Kritika, what do you find rewarding about your work in cybersecurity?
I think one of the greatest takeaways here is, like, if you're working in the field for quite some time, you'll be able to notice a few patterns and understand and anticipate what threat actors would be targeting at. For instance, if I'm looking at North Korea-related threat actors, they'll definitely most of the time go towards crypto agencies. So that's very interesting aspects. Like, you can predict that. Obviously, you cannot be accurate all the time because these threat actors keep evolving over the time, but you will get a general idea there.
Thank you, Kritika. And let me stay with you. On the converse side, what do you find particularly challenging in your work?
I think one of the most challenging aspects is being able to keep yourself up to date with all the names of the threat actors, because many of these vendor organizations, they try to give specific names to these threat actors. For instance, North Korea itself has been called Sleet, Cholima, Pisces, like five different names from five different organizations, and they all are the same threat group. And then it gets to your nose. So I think that's one of the most challenging aspects of it. And it's the same with all the different threat actors from different countries. You'll find it in China, Iran.
Wow, yes, I see your point. Now, Finn, what do you find personally challenging about your work?
I mean, obviously, like, given I have a social sciences background, it's hard to keep up with the technology part of it and keep up with all the concepts you have to learn and maybe other people already know. But then again, at the end of the day, I always notice, especially in these more strategy-focused area I'm working in, that it's certainly you can keep up with technology, and sometimes it's good to have learned to be able to strategize, etc. And I think that's certainly something you learn in social sciences pretty good as well.
I just want to close off by asking you both what advice you would have for those trying to enter the field. And let's start with you, Kritika.
Okay, so this time I'm going to reiterate what I said before. It's curiosity and interest. It's a very niche field. And if it's more or less driven by curiosity and by interest, you will not find people having certifications often, but you will find people who are very interested in the job itself, being able to track, hunt, anticipate threats, the TTPs. And the field itself is very interesting. It's always, you know, it's dynamic. Something is happening. You're able to provide some information to the people. So in that way, it's also rewarding, but also, like, generally you need to be very curious and interested there.
And you, Finn, what advice would you share with our audience for entering the cybersecurity? If you have one or two pieces of advice that you could really distill.
I say the first one, and we've been talking so much about learning here, but then again, that's basically what it is. I think if you want to learn that stuff, like if you want to learn more about technology, how about technology works, and how maybe also how technology relates to like geopolitics and how it relates to social processes, I think it's really, you need that intrinsic motivation to just keep going and to just be a self-starter, as they say. And to not become disencouraged when people say, oh yeah, you're not technical enough. Because at the end of the day, and I think this is really what Hurty instilled in me, it's not what somebody told you at one point or somebody taught you at one point. It's all out there. You can learn it all today. And I think that's really important to keep in mind if you go into cybersecurity.
Well, I want to thank you both, Kritika Roy, Finn Hageman, for appearing on our podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me here. It was a pleasure, actually.
Yeah, thank you. That was fun.
And thank you to our audience for tuning in. Please make sure to have a look at the Hurty School's website if you are interested in a master's in international security. And make sure to follow the Center for International Security on all our channels. In our next episode, we will be going much more in depth into the world of cyber threats. Until next time, this is David Bukowski from Berlin.